It's the romance that's captured the world's imagination.
Millions of us are expected to watch the big day.
The commoner who captured a prince's heart.
As Prince William and Catherine Middleton prepare to spend the rest of their lives together, this is the story of two very different upbringings.
May we see your son, Your Royal Highness?
The boy who was born to be king.
This was the golden child, you know, this was the pictures everybody wanted.
A childhood touched by tragedy.
The Diana Princess of Wales has been killed in a car accident.
Whenever I see an image of the princes behind Princess Diana's coffin, I imagine everybody feels like I do, devastated at the level of their loss.
And the girl who rose from humble beginnings to become one of the world's most famous women.
She hasn't really changed that much since I was in, you know, primary school.
Every single boy couldn't take their eyes off her. She was completely stunning.
This is how fate and an eye-catching dress brought them together.
Kate was up on the catwalk looking amazing and certainly turned quite a lot of heads.
I think at the heart of it is a normal love story. It's the idea that it could have happened to anyone.
It's the story of a royal couple who will define the future of the British monarchy.
The dawn is as hard as bone. The light as welcome as a scream. My mind in its darkness, darker than the night. The day in its brightness, more violent than any dream.
The sun vanished, and Pompeii and Herculaneum were plunged into darkness. Chaos broke out as people panicked and fled. For the next 12 hours, there was a constant heavy downfall of scorching pumice and ash. It buried the towns of Pompeii and Herculaneum under 60 feet of debris. A fern-fringed path led them to a lily pool where fairies were bathing and playing near a crystal spring. Laura and Daniel drank spring water from leaf cups and paddled in the shallows. Soon they felt cool enough to explore further. They followed the path through the woods, and before long they heard sweet music. I never wanted a boy. After Emily, I suspected my body could only make her kind, and anyway, I was more than happy to have another girl. Beautiful, self-contained, intricate as a watch. Boys are like so over, Candy announced to a lunch for female colleagues this time last year. My bump was so big the wine bar manager had to fetch a chair because I couldn't slip into the booth with everyone else. I met a little elf man once, down where the lilies blow. I asked him why he was so small and why he didn't grow. He slightly frowned and with his eye, he looked me through and through. I'm just as big for me, said he, as you are big for you.